Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
We'll be right back.
Starting off today's marvelous observations, that was British progressive rock band Big Big Train, with the title track to their recent 2016 album, Folklore. Big Big Train was created back in 1990 and has mostly remained an independent band ever since, with around a dozen studio albums released or re-released on their own record label, English Electric Recordings. Throughout the album Folklore, English elements predominate throughout the musical and lyrical material. A true musical personification of Englishness, past and present, and where they stand on the future. Coming up next in our gaze, we have two intriguing Canadian bands. First, we have Syrinx. Syrinx was a Torontonian electronic band consisting of core members John Mills Cockle, lead composer and keyboardist, Doug Pringle, saxophonist, and Alan Wells, percussionist. The band was active from 1970 to 1972, gaining mild, innovative strides with Moog synth-helmed electronic constructs, infused with psychedelia, classical music, and world music, both in concert and on two studio albums, Syrinx in 1970 and Long Lost Relatives in 1971. Late last year, a compilation album was released for Syrinx by the electronic label RVNG International called Tumblers from the Vault, which holds both studio albums plus unreleased tracks and live CBC performance recordings. From this album, we will be able to listen to these long-lost Canadian electronic innovators. So we will listen to Aurora Spinray, originally from Long Lost Relatives. Preceding them, we have The Last Placid Days of Plenty, a Canadian neo-progressive art rock band that formed back in 1989. They have only released one album, their 2006 debut album, Headphone Gallery, as this is due to the laissez-faire attitude of the outfit to craft and produce excellent music, even if it takes years to achieve music they are proud of and devoted to, such is the case with their sophomore album. In the meantime, we have Sand in Rain by The Last Placid Days of Plenty off Headphone Gallery. Bye.
moment for a story, a branching, a burning tributary.
Doesn't that situate you in medieval France, merged with epic heavy metal ambiance and with magical fantasy found in the video game series Gauntlet? Sensational edition of the harpsichord that really does it for me. That was the Quebec City progressive symphonic metal band Forgotten Tales with Jeux d'Enfants, Children's Game, from their 2004 album All the Sinners. Interestingly, this song only appeared on the Japanese edition of the album as a bonus track. Now, we conclude our miniature song series of Ananthema's The Lost Song Suite from their 2014 album Distant Satellites. While part one gradually built up in cathartic and textural intensity and transformed into a slow, passionate ballad in part two, part three hits the ground running instantly at a perpetual speed, adapting the musical, lyrical, and formal elements of the previous parts to resolve the underlying journey of two lovers lost and found to one another. What an extraordinary song to conclude this suite. The Lost Song, Part 3, by Ananthema. I hope everyone enjoyed this song series with me.
Promise.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Endless Again by Arjun off their recent 2016 album, Gravity. Arjun is an instrumental groove jam rock trio from New York, led by guitarist Eddie Arjun Peters with drummer Lamar Myers and bassist Andre Lyles. This trio is essentially rock fusion, combining the power and electricity of rock, the improvisational style of jazz, the emotional instrumental aesthetic of the blues, and the exotic rhythms and sounds of world music. Ben Sinister is a Canadian prog rock band from Vancouver with an indie pop idiosyncratic sound that may sound reminiscent of 1970s prog pop bands like Supertramp, Kansas, or Styx. Ben Sinister brings forth raging lyrical guitars and loud expressive vocals with supportive Hammond organ sustained chords and ornate lines. From their 2014 album, Animals, we have the track Thunder and Lightning.
Thank you. watching over me.
That was Colliding Parallels, another progressive metal band from Quebec City, with In the Mind of Homunculus. This song comes from their debut album, A Matter of Perspective, which was released in May of last year. Their first studio album is also a concept album, providing exploratory musical examinations and expressions of different mental illnesses and world perspectives. Speaking of world perspectives, I have found a special band across the Pacific Ocean for us to listen to, with a piece to leave this week's session on. I apologize for any mispronunciations. Jeonbin Nai, a South Korean post-rock band, the only one of such progressive tendencies that I am aware of from this country. I discovered this band from the All Around the World column in Prague magazine. Jeonbin Nai is a trio consisting of Il-Woo Lee, Boo Mi Kim, and Eun Young Sim. They create their own post-rock textures and experimentations with the addition of traditional Korean folk instruments, like the piri, a bamboo flute, the hogum, a bowed fiddle, and the ji-omongo, a zither. From their recent second album, Hermitage, from 2016, we have the rumbling instrumental, Nabarak. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Keep informed with the show's Facebook page at SMK Radio Program. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond. ¶¶